So, have you ever tried selling something online, maybe on Etsy, and just really struggled to get those perfect product photos, those ones that really grab people?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge pain point for so many sellers.
It really is, isn't it? Well, today we're doing a deep dive into something called XDesign. It's an AI suite launched back in 2025, and it promises to turn those, plain product shots into really authentic, stunning lifestyle images.
Right. And our mission today is really to explore how XDesign is trying to help small businesses stand out, and importantly, what actually makes it different in what's become a very, very crowded AI space.
Okay, let's get into it then. So XDesign's core function, it's about taking those basic product shots and turn them into these warm, realistic product photos, all from just a single image you upload. I mean, I remember spending hours trying to get lighting right.
Yeah, it's tough.
And it just looks flat. So XDesign can just whip up a whole styled scene from that one photo.
Pretty much, yeah. You can create these environments like, say, cozy bedrooms or maybe boho living rooms, and you don't need a fancy studio or, crucially, any design experience. It's about bridging that exact gap. And what's really interesting is how it specifically targets that problem for, small businesses, independent sellers, people who need those pro visuals but just don't have the budget or resources.
Right, like the big companies do.
Exactly. So XDesign aims to create a full set of listing-ready images. You get your main product shot, clean, then various lifestyle backgrounds, even scenes showing human interaction.
Oh, interesting.
And of course, the standard white background version everyone needs. Plus, it throws in these one-click tools for things like retouching, resizing, background removal, quick stuff.
That sounds like a huge time saver, and often with just one click, you said.
Often, yeah, for many standard adjustments.
Okay, so you highlighted its focus on home decor, but in this really competitive AI market, isn't there a risk that some bigger, more general AI could just sort of absorb this capability? Or does XDesign have something more like sustainable?
Well, that's a great point. And if we step back a bit, XDesign actually shows a pretty smart counter strategy, I think. While loads of AI companies are chasing these really broad general tools, XDesign proves that going hyper-specialized, really deep into one specific area like home decor, can get you, frankly, better, more authentic results for that target audience.
So it's not just focus, it's like deeper expertise.
Exactly. It's about the advantage you get from domain-specific data, fine-tuning specifically for things like realistic lighting, shadows, material textures, stuff a general tool might struggle with in this niche. Actually, an early user, Justin Jinkade, he said he first thought it was, quote, just another generic AI image generator. But then he saw how deep it went into home decor. And Mona, one of the makers, confirmed it. She said, "We wanted to go deep into one specific use case instead of going broad." They really push creating styled scenes that feel real. Natural light, shadows, props. They're even talking about adding things like lit candles soon.
Wow, lit candles. That's specific. Sounds amazing for home stuff. But okay, what about trickier items? Does it struggle with certain things?
That's a really good question. Because things like shiny jewelry or maybe very textured fabrics, they pose a real challenge.
I can imagine reflections and all that.
Precisely. AI models find it incredibly hard to get those complex light interactions, right? Reflections, transparency, the little glints, and the tiny variations in textured fabrics. That's tough too.
So general AI tools often mess that up.
They often do, yeah. Now, XDesign seems to have made some good progress, especially, they say, with gold-toned jewelry and soft fabrics like knits or linen. But look, it's acknowledged that it's still kind of a work in progress for those really fine details.
Okay, so it's improving, but not perfect yet for everything.
Right. And it really highlights something important for you listening. Think about your specific product types. Some things are just inherently harder for AI to visualize accurately right now.
That makes sense. It definitely sounds like a potential game changer for lots of small sellers, though, especially in that home niche.
Absolutely.
But, for those of us maybe a bit wary of images looking too AI generated, how does XDesign manage to get that real feel without that sort of artificial look we sometimes see? Is it just the niche focus?
That's partly it. The deep training data helps avoid generic weirdness. But thinking bigger picture here, this kind of specialized AI, it really raises an interesting question about where creative tools are heading. Well, think about it. In a world that's getting saturated with fairly generic AI, how much more impact will these hyper-focused niche solutions like XDesign actually have? Could they truly reshape specific industries by doing one thing really well rather than trying to do everything? It's something to ponder.